from the Hele Gemara Naim. Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'ilam. As we're going to Hecher Torah. Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'ilam Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe Chutz Miyach. So now there's Moshe Rabbeinu with Masig, Mem Tes Shari Bina, and there's Nun Shari Bina, which was created in the world. Tzarech Lahavin. Lama Amatchila Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe. Why does it say first Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe? V'chakach Oma Chutz Miyach. So it wasn't given to him everything. Mem Tes Nitnu L'Moshe. You can't say Kulam Nitnu Chutz Miyach. Yeah, you get the horror?
Yeah.
Kulam nitna, it's not kulam. Yeah. Like we said before. Echo das is galus, vabeis das anela. His das of his galus, and his das anela. Kolmashi yoidim wasigim hubedas is galus. Everything the person is masik is the das of his galus. Das is his kashus, dvekas, veredach from dvekas. Everything that a person knows in his masik is bedas is galus. But a day das hazeh, through this das, bolipchinas das anelam. Through this das, a person gets to the das anelam, which was saying. A person gets to his kashus, dvekas, as soon as he's masik one thing, he immediately sees he's masik, but he's not masik something else. So he never comes to an end. Because he's ready, just be masik this, he already feels. And that's the same word, like we said by Tzadikim. As soon as they get one thing done, they already feel the drive to do the next thing already. They feel, finish one thing, drive for the next thing. And that's how it works by Tzadikim. Because as soon as they finish one thing, they're ready, the discussion has already come for the next one. So through the das of his galus, through that which we were masik, that's how we get to the das anelam. For any new van derech moshel, any new van derech moshel. Onam shem mefalpel meivin da person mefalpel and is meivin bedatoi. Chum itoich pelpulo in nichnas boim eksichlo is vora daka sheyev shelavai bepe. One is being mefalpel, mitoich pelpulo is nichnas boim eksichlo is vora daka that he can't see bepe. Vuhu berotze v'shov. It's rotze v'shov. In other words, he feels that, he feels he's come down with something, he's masik something, but then he already feels an urge for the next one. He feels his episode zach that's there, and he's not masik. It's like tachlis hayidia shelo teida, b'chin he's going to say soon. Vasvara mukam, masukam oid, he feels, where did he come sikas? That's the sod. The sod is that the masikas of Torah is when a person feels the hechekite of Torah. Once something's come down into his kelim, it's always you'll feel the same thing. A person is mechadish, a certain chidish, he feels where did he come sikas. But as soon as he's brought it down from Chochma to Bina, as soon as he's Ke'ilu Masbirit, hasn't got the same Masikas to him anymore, as it was when it was in that Mamish Refiner, because that's the Moedikam Masikas, that's the Hechakait of it. Once he's brought it down into the Kalim, it's not the same Masikas anymore. It's not the same Masikas. That's why sometimes a person, you see a person, Chabdam Achidish, and he's so excited with Achidish, and he tells it over to somebody, and they listen, they're upset, find Achidish. But the person who's Machadish Achidish, he felt that sudden Masikas. Because the Masikas, when it comes to Bedas HaNelam, that's the greatest Masikas. Tanugi the Tanah, but Tzadikim Yeshim, what you're saying, Meziba Nenim, Meziba Shchina, that the Masik things the whole time, which is Lamalim and Asoga, that's the Masikas. It's the Moedikim Masikas. The Masikas, but when you bring it down to Kalim, it's already not the same Masikas. So therefore, the person saying of the Chiddush, she thinks that the other person is going to go wow and be out of his Kalim. And he doesn't understand why not, because the other person's hearing it after it's already come down into Kalim, it's already Masudar. The other person didn't chop it, didn't get it when he was still in the Das HaNelam, and that's where the Masikas is. That's why a Tifa Vart is a Zisa Vart. A Tifa Vart is a Zisa Vart. Because it's Zis, it's still in the Darg of the Helam. It's still in the Darg of the Ziskai to Kedusha. Ziskai to Kedusha. Or Machmas Dakusa, Leis Hispashat Bedibor. And because of the Dakas of it, it won't be in Hispashat. Rak Nisha Besechel. Vachin al Derech Zei Yish Das HaGoloi. There's a Das HaGoloi Shaboy Masigim Elekusai. There's a Das HaGoloi that you Masig Elekusai. Mepnei Zei Nechnosim Lemadreida Amuka. Because of this, Nechnosim Neenter Madreida, which is a Amuka, which is a Bechin of Das Nelam. It's a Lema Shabo Lebechina Shemasig. The person gets to Bechina that he's Masig Sheyev Shalam Edel Tachlisa Mepnei Godla Behirus. So there's always be a madrega where a person would feel that he hasn't gone mamish to the oimek of it, because as soon as he gets to one oimek, he chaps that there's another oimek that's hecher than them. So he never gets to the end of the oimek because the god love hears. That's the inyan of tachlis hayidia ashalay teida. So what does it mean tachlis hayidia ashalay teida? People think tachlis hayidia ashalay teida means shine. It's better not to know. If I can't know, it's better not to know. So we won't try bechla. So it's tachlis to be in Amoritz. Him can call a pochas medas. How much more in Amoritz he is, but a tachlis yes, he's come to more of a tachlis. It's a chanarish pain. And a kavona she yasik dova, she be masik samir, she mebnei bihiros, mitzad the bihiros, ee ef shalam idolov. Mitzad the bihiros, it's impossible to be oimid, v'loyal derech, Hemuna. Not al derech hemuna, ela yichnais lemokam ahu mamish. This is a pachadik azach. The whole word is that a person should get into that hechlet ke'ilu a hechlet called ashala yoda. In other words, where he's masik that he's not masik. He's masik something that he knows that the goydel abihiris, he can't be megala. But he's masik it. It's not pshat is that he doesn't know anything. Not pshat is that he doesn't know of its existence of chlal. It's only an issue of emunah. No, elik dotin. He's in that makom where the tachlis ha'idiyah shaloi teida. He's in that makom where he feels, where he's masik. He feels the sweetness of it, but he knows he can't be masik it. That's tachlis ha'idiyah shaloi teida. That's the highest thing, the sweetest thing is where a person feels. He feels the tainug and the masikus of Azar Grisa Hasaga that at this point is too great for it to be masik. That's a gewaltig gezach. And that's when a person is omel and a person works hard on something, so then it comes to him as Azar Hasaga. And the Hasaga comes to him as the greatest Nimus, that's the greatest Masikas. That's the vort. He brings in Tachas Ayadiyah, Shalai Teda. She reached that level where you're there. Ela yichnes lemokim u'mamish. He's mamish there in the mokim where there's no mokim. He's mamish there in the mokim. He's mamish there in the oilam of where the hasoga over there is that you're not masik. But he feels it. He feels the hasoga that he's not masik, and that's the greatest masikas.
It's not much like what a person would think. I'm getting a masikas from not knowing.
That's right. The person thinks that if I understand it completely, that's the masikas. Then it's already, you've taken it already into a kelim. It's not the same masikas. It might be a zisavav, it's not the same masikas. And it's mamish the koyach. A person can feel it when he's talking about something and suddenly something comes into his mind. It's a hecher ayon comes into his mind. And he knows at that point that it's coming to his mind, but he can't say it because it's a hecher zach. That's the greatest masikas. That's the greatest masikas. The greatest masikas is the tachlis idea shalai teda. Because he's there, he's yichnas lamokam u mamish. He's mamish in a mokam. This is a gewaltige yesod. Not for winter Erev Shabbos to be Marech, but it's going to go to the whole Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hence the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, Gemara says in Menachos that Rabbi Akiva was masig. He's talking about the Nun Sharibina over here. Rabbi Akiva was masig the Nun Sharibina, and Moshe Rabbeinu was only masig the Mem Tes Sharibina. Moshe Rabbeinu was eventually masig the Nun Sharibina. So we'll read this first one of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Sharosha Bedas Anelam. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Sharish of the Das Anelam. That's the Sharish. Moshe Rabbeinu is Nelam. Melechain Zarakot says Moshe with the Gav Moshe inside, Viakav, who Yud, Akev, Shnespashat, Asecha, the Soy, Vekezem, and the Ban. And Zarakot says the difference between Moshe and Yaakov is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Melagav. That's a Koch Anelam, Das Anelam, and Yaakov Avinu is the Yud Akev. He takes it down to the Akev, to his Galus, to be Nespashat, his Galus. And that's the difference between Yaakov and thing and the Moshe. Moshe is a bechinah of hispashtus was das anelam lemata begolin ikra gamke Moshe. But etzem on a certain level, the hispashtus is shayach to Moshe as well. Ki mina mayim mishisiu. Mishisiu mayim is always called oilam anelam. Right? We discussed that before. Mayim is oilam anelam. And ki mina mayim mishisiu means shenimshach misherish anelam. It's nimshach from a sherish anelam. So Moshe Rabbeinu is mina mayim mishisiu. Mayim is the oilam diskasye, is the oilam anelam. Moshe Rabbeinu is taking that oilam. It's also a spashtus from the nelam elagili. Mina mayim, mina nelam mishisiu. So Moshe Rabbeinu has also got that dagger. We have to discuss it. Ninsa nun sharibina in memtes shen isgalu. See, then we must that's the difference between the memtes and the nun. The nun sharibina it works the following. Memtes is shayach lizgalis. Sharnun hu nesiv layodu ait. It's a nesiv that you can't know. It's a nesiv that's nelam. And so leimashu v'nei miyirasa yivshel asigur. So nimsa moishe heimen ze. Nimsa nitanei kol nun sh'arim. That's how he's going to be mazbe. What's the shat? Kulam nisn l'moishe chutz miyachot. Be'etzim kulim. They all give him to Moshe. But the sharnun is the tachlis idea shaloi teida. The sharnun is the hasoka of being mamish b'mokam yichnes b'mokam hu mamish in a mokam where you're not masik. But it's in a mokam where you feel that there's a hasoga in your mind and there's a hasoga in your ear. You're seeing something that you're not masik. But you're standing there in that nichnes b'mokam hu mamish. You're standing there. You're having a re'ia of a zach that's so sweet and so beautiful, but it can't come down into the oil of hasoga. So what you're masik is memtes. But he was standing there the sharnun. But sharnun is not in his galus. Ki zeh sharnun shiyoda shiyev shel asiga ka'amu. וזהו כולם ניתנו למוישה, אז פרק כולם ניתנו למוישה, דהיינו שהיבן חוץ מאחד שאי אפשר להשיג. וזהו נצפשעת, וזהו נצפשעת וליודע איש, נצפשעת וליודע איש, וליודע איש יש כברוסי, זה מוישה הדעס שבגולי. Es kvurosei hainu adasa nelam. Vu gonus bedasa goli. Adasa nelam is gonus, is hidden in adasa goli. Once you're masik something, you feel it as a hechra soga, but that's nelam in what you're just masik. Zeo afilu moishe atzmo ala yodai, eino yodai heichan kofor. That chelik a nelam, which is called kvurosei, even moishe rabbeinu is eino yodai, hainu adasa nelam. Moishe shiroshi shom behelam, viyodea shi yevshan asiga bahove. Smin asam shah, num shah rabbeinu nivu boilam, vikula nitin la moishe chutz mi echot. They all give it to Moshe, but the nun one is Nelam, and you get into that matzav Nelam where you know it's not Shaykh Lizgalis. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a koyach to take us out to Mitzrayim. Nun Sharabina is Mardiki Yisod. What's the sod? What's the sod of Rabbi Kiva? Was Nun Sharabina, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mem Tes Sharabina, and Rabbi Kiva knew what Moshe didn't know, Gemara Menachos. Remember, this is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, that kulam nitl meshach chutz me'echod shenem at chasrei ma'at melekim. So the Torah shel iksav and the Torah shel bal peh. Torah shel iksav, what's Torah shel bal peh? Torah shel bal peh is a chelik of Torah shel iksav that was nisgale. So Torah shel bal peh, Torah shel iksav is a dover nela. The whole Torah shel iksav. The whole Torah Shabiksav is a bechin of Nehla. Whole Torah Shabiksav is Betzim Nehla. What do we know from Hilchas Shabbos or Shteitel Torah Shabiksav? The Torah Shabal Peh is the Isgalus, the Ispashtus, is the Megala, is the Isgalus of the Sherish Nehla of Torah Shabiksav. Yeah? So there's a Torah, the whole Torah Shabiksav is like a Nehla. And without the Chachamim, there wouldn't be an Isgalus. In and of Iskalus, as we know, that's why it's called Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the Torah of Iskalus. Peh is Megala. Peh is Megala, that's Malchus. It's how Torah Shebal Peh is Malchus. Why is Torah Shebal Peh Malchus? Because Torah Shebal Peh is the Hisgalus of the Ne'elam. We know that Malchus is Gilui. Yeah, we always discuss it. Malchus is the Hisgalus of the Midah. The Malchus of Chesed is when you're Megala the Chesed by giving the Tzedakah. The Pa'ula, the Pa'ul Mamish, that's the Malchus. Torah Shebal Peh is the Hisgalus of Torah Shebiksav, but Torah Shebiksav is Ne'elam. Moshe Lefel by Nedarim, Moshe says the Hetan Nedarim Parichim Ba'avir, because Nedarim is the Koyach HaPeh. The Koyach HaPeh is the Koyach Vizgalus. The Koyach Vizgalus comes from a Mardika, comes from a Megala the Sherish Anelam. It's Megala the Sherish Anelam, so therefore it's Poichim Avir. Ain't no basis, Kilu in the Torah, that he can Yachel, Yachel Dvorah, Chochel's Mate Anedas, Het and Adorim, Poichim Avir. Because that's the Bechina, and Adorim is the Bechina we discussed before. The Adorim is Akdomah to Torah Shabal Peh, and Parshas Matos, Dvorim is really Eda Dvorim, she did be Moshe, Bechina is Torah Shabal Peh. Matos Masse, Matos is a Parshas Adorim, Parshas Adorim is Het and Adorim, Poichim Avir. So that's why it's Poichim Avir, because it's Megala Sherish Anelam. It's Megala Sherish Anelam. So the Pesach of Torah Shabal Peh, taken from Torah Shabal Ksav, is a Hisgalus of a Sherish Anelam. It's a Hisgalus of a Sherish Anelam. So, but there's a Chelik of Torah Shabal Ksav. There's a Chelik of Torah Shabal Ksav that can be bought at Hisgalus. And that's the Bechin of Torah Shabal Peh. That's the Hisgalus of Torah Shabal Ksav. But there's a Chelik of Torah Shabal Ksav that's even too high to have a Hisgalus in Torah Shebal Peh. That's Mamash Sherish Anelam. That's what's called the Nun Sharabina. The Nun Sharabina. That's the Rabbah. There's a Chilk in Torah. It's Ki'ilu that Torah Shebal Peh is not Megala. Kilu is so high, it's a Shurish Anelam, it's even Hecha B'Shach Lizgalis, you understand? Yeah. So there's a Das that's Nizgala, and then there's a Das that's Hecha Das that's too high to be Nizgala. So there's a Chil Kilu of Torah Shebal Peh, so Torah Shebal Ksav, that's Nun Sharabina, that's not Nizgala. And the Merdika, Oymek from the Heiliger Heiliger Teres Yeshua, Schusa Yogan Elena, Kod Yisrael, Heiliger Jukka Gereba, the Teres Yeshua. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Sneh. I mean, what's the snare? He says the snare on the outside letter is a samachay. Samachay is 65, is a gematria of the Shem Adna. Shem Adna, that's Torah Shebal Peh. What's the middle letter? of snare. Nun, that's the nun sharibina. That's the pnimius of that's kilo the pnimius of what's not nisgala in Torah Shabbat Peh. Therefore, it says the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Helga Teshua says that Rabbi Shem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says the dibur came mitoich asneh. Right? The pasuk says mitoich asneh. Mitoich means from inside the word sneh, from the nun. From the nun, that's the nun sharibina. So it's a chelik. It's a chelik that's shaykh to the nun sharibina. That's very ne'elam. And that chelik is the chelik that. The Arizal says in Arizal that Rabbi Kiva was masig the Nun Sharabina, the Hasaga where these licked in Torah should be Ksav. And that Chelik wasn't given to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was masig the Nun Sharabina, but it wasn't given to him. Keilu didn't have where that's licked in the Sherish of Torah should be Ksav. In other words, there's a Chelik of Torah that Rabbi Kiva was Megala. And that's the sod that's called Rabbi Kiva was Doirish Tili Tilim Shel Alochus from the Tagin. And that's a Hechra Das. That's the Tagin is the Keser on the Oisius. That's a Keser. And that's a Chelik of Torah Shebiksav. That's Hechra the Nagilu. That can mean Isvasha through Torah Shebal Peh. Yeah? And that's the Rabbi Kiva was a Shorish Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Yud Ekev. Yom Kippur had that koyach to take the hecher asogas that can't really come, like the Hegemar Nehem saying, and to bring them down to the Madrigas. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Hele Gavri, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ketchil on the Darga where he was masik the nun, but not where it's mushrish in Torah Shebiksav. Yom Kippur was doyrish tilitim shalachas from Tagin. Tagin is the keser of the Oisias. Therefore, the Arizal says that the nun sharibina is the Shem Eke. Is a shame eke. A shame eke is a shame that's completely nista from us. Heiliger Ramak says, why is it that the shame Yudke Vovke? Why is it that the shame Yudke Vovke, you're not allowed to be Hoy Geboisius, only in the Beis Hamikdash? The shame eke, right? The Balkoyer lanes and Shmois eke, Sheke, he lanes it. What's the sod? The sod is, says Heiliger Ramak, that Yud Kei Vav Kei is bringing down Giluyim into his galus. So therefore you've got to be very careful that the Chatzayim shouldn't be yonik from it. So therefore you're not allowed to be hoiger, you're not allowed to be moitzi, to have a poil and a peh, only in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mokim, when there's no yinika for the Chatzayim. So that's why they were hoiger, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, kafisha nechtav, that's how they read it. But Mashiach, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Yud Kei Vav Kei comes out as fashtus. Comes like, you know, with the Shem Eke is so sosum, so nistam that even if you pronounce the Shem Eke Sheke the way it's written, the proper Shem, like the Balkoira does it, so then nobody can get hold of it anyways because it's so nista. Impossible for the Chatzayim to have a unika. Impossible for the Chatzayim to have a unika on the Shem Eke. So maybe therefore we're allowed to pronounce the Eke Sheke, but we're not allowed to pronounce the Yudke Vovke. That's the Hecherkeit. Of the Shem Eker, that it's so ne'elam that anyways the Chatzayim can't be yonik from it. And that's the Shem Eker, She'eker. And that's the shame. Heilige Shlach Kodesh Reich.
That's really in a higher.
Eker is a vada higher. Eker is the shame of Keser. Eker is the shame of Keser. Eker is the shame of Keser. Shlach Kodesh says, we know sometimes that we talk about Memtes Ponim the Torah, Memtes Ponim Tomei, Memtes Ponim Torah, and sometimes you talk about Shivim Ponim the Torah. Memtes is like you see, Kilu, he could be Dorish Memtes Shari for this, Memtes Shari for that. That's the Chelik, his Galus of Torah. That's what is Tomei in Torah. It's a Das, Toi Virat. That's the Chelik of his Galus of Memtes Ponim Tomei, Memtes Ponim Torah. But there's Ayin Ponim the Torah. Ayin Ponim the Torah, what's the difference in number between Memtes and Ayin? 21. 21 is the Gematria of Eke. Right? Yud, two Hays, and Aleph. Eke. So the difference between Memtes and Ayin is the Shem Ek. Shem Ek is a chelik, a hecher, a chelik of the Torah, which is the b'china of Shem and Panam. So that's the Shem Ek. The Shem Ek is the Shem of Keser. It's the Shem Avada will be Nizgala. I said, love it, it'll be Nizgala. There'll always be a chelik or not Nizgala. That chelik will be a chelik that's Nizgala. Nizgala, I said, love it. And that's the b'china of Ek. That's the dire God of Ek, Asher Ek. That's the whole sod of Rabbi Kiva was Dorish Tili Tilim Shel Alochas. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we know that the Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Gilui of Lost Lava. Ki Meit Seischa, the Pasuk, Ki Meit Seischa Meretz Mitzrayim, Erenu, Erenu Neflois. Ki Meit Seischa Meretz Mitzrayim, Erenu Neflois. In other words, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Baruch Shem had to bring a Hamshacha from the Oyers of Lost Lava in order to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Right? Because they nearly fell. We know that Memtes Shari Tumma. So Meir Baruch Shem had to be Mamshach a Koyach of Nun Shari Kedusha. Nun Shari Kedusha. To take them out of Mitzrayim. And that's the Shem Eke. Shem Eke is the Shem of Nun Shari Bina. The Nun Shari Bina to take them out of Mitzrayim. So Baruch Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu Taka Eke Asher Eke. Baruch Shalom was Mamshech Koyach that came from the Yosid Lovai. To do that, the Baruch Shalom had to send Makkas to Mitzrayim. What's the sod of a Makkah? When you give makas to somebody, and Bezdin gave makas to somebody, so there was a b'chin of makinoise ad sheyomer rotzani. Rotzen is kesa. Rotzen comes from the sphere of kesa. As you do it, rotzen is shaykh to atzmus, right? Rotzen is shaykh. It says im yeshus nafshachem. What does Rashi say? Ritzoinchem. Im yeshus nafshachem. It says there ritzoinchem. So also an oimeg way dafke there, Ephraim Avram. So the gilui that the rotzen is the etzem, rotzen is shaykh to the etzem nefesh. You ask, why do you want to do it? It can't always be masbeh. You feel an urge, you feel a rotzen. Rotzen is shaykh to the atzmus. It's the bechin of kesa. Rotzen is shaykh to kesa. Makin oisa shem a reitzani. When you makin oisa, when you beat him, so then you bring out what the etzem really wants. That chelik which is lifnai v'lifnei menu. That's the chelik of nitzchis sheboy. That's the chelik which is completely nelam. It comes out through makas. So through Makas Mitzrayim, the Baruch Shem and Megala, the Shem Eik HaShe'ek. That's where Rabbi Kiva's Megala is Moed HaKegilu, that he saw the Chorban B'Samigdash and he laughed, because he mamash saw the Hamshachak. Rabbi Kiva was living in the Eik, Rabbi Kiva was Eichat in Nun Shari Bina. The Nun Shari Bina, so when Rabbi Kiva laughed, and they said to him, Nichamtani, he was Megala for them an Or of Eik HaShe'ek. Because he was Rabbi Kiva's Masid in Nun Shari Bina. And that's why he was Dairish from the Keser of the Oisis. Keser is the Shem Ekes. He was Mamshech to them, Oir of Keser. Mamshech to them, Oir of Ekesh Ekek. You can only be Mamshech that with Makkas. Why is that Gemara at the end of which Masechta? It's the last Gemara of Masechta's Makkas. You can only be Megalad that through Makin Oisa, Bechenas Echayem Eroitzani. So Rabbi Kiva lived at the time after the Chorban Abayas, where Yidin Abich had such Makkas. And Rabbi Kiva was Eichet to be Megalad. Megalad Hashem Ek, because Rabbi Kiva was Masid in Nun Shari Bina. That same Bechin of Ek, Asher Ek, he was Megalad in Mitzrayim, and that got them out of Mitzrayim. It says, V'chamushim all of B'nai Yisrael merits Mitzrayim. Chamushim is the Chamishim Shari Bina, says the Sfarim. It's only through the Schus, the Chamishim Shari Bina, the Baruch Shalom is Mamshech, and the Nun Shari Bina, which is the Shem Ek, that's what took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael were poigim in the Shem Yudke Vovke. Shem Yudke Vovke, as Yudke Vovke times 10 is Gematria 260. It says by the Snev, Ayah Hashem ki Sar Lirois. Sar is 260. 260 is 10 times Yudke Vovke. Whatever, the Shibit Mitzrayim is because of the Mechiris Yosef. By Mechiris Yosef, the Poygim, the Yudke Vovke, says in the Swarm. How many brothers were involved in Mechiris Yosef? 10. 10 times 26, 260. Ayah Hashem ki Sar Lirois. It's supposed to be Mitzrayim 260 years. Sar is Gematria 260. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he can't be Masik, the Chamishim Sharabina. Can't be Masik, the Chamishim Sharabina. So he can't be Mamshech to Klal Yisrael, the Nun Sharabina. So Baruch Shlomo said, no, don't worry, Ekashe Eke. He was Mamshech to Moshe Rabbeinu, his Galus of the Nun Sharabina. And then for how many years were they in Mitzrayim? They're Mitzrayim for 210 years. 260 minus 200 minus 50 is 210. That's why there was Eichet about after 210. And this is, I mean, it's not my Torah. This is, I don't know who says it. In that year, should I? Rabbi Nachal says, I can't remember, says it. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that, it's the Bechina. So that's the Rabbein Shalom's Mamshech to Mesh Rabbeinu, the Nun Shah Rabbeinu, that took them out to Mitzrayim, Achamushim Olam, because they were Poigim in the Yud Kevavke. The Poigim in the Yud Kevavke, 10 Shvatim were Poigim in the Yud Kevavke, so that's 260. But you Mamshech Hecher Or, that's the Or of Eke, and knocked off 50, and they got out after 210 years. So that's the Sod of Chamish Mesh Rabbeinu. That's the sod of every much you mamshich into Torah Baal Peh. Of there's a hecher, there's hecher, and that there's even a chelik of Torah Shabbat that can't be nimshach into spashlis in Torah Baal Peh. One darg of that is the tila tilim shal halachas. There's another darg of that which is halacha l'moishim Sinai, which is also a darg mamish Torah Baal Peh, but it's a gilui from the Torah. There's different darg of these all bechinas of hecher bechinas that came down here now through spashlis. So Rav Akiva Kadarshan Tibetim Shalach. Rav Akiva saw that everything in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, everything in the Mamish in the Ne'elam, the Ne'elam, in the Bechinas Torah Shabbat Ksav, which is the Bechinas of Nun Shari Bina, which is the Bechinas of Das Ne'elam. And then it's bring it down into Torah Shabbat Peh. And Rav Akiva, that's where Rav Akiva was the Sheresh of Torah Shabbat Peh, because he brought down Azecha Hasagas, he brought down such a Nerdik Hasagas, such a Nerdik Hasagas of Torah Shabbat Peh. So why they go off on Teres Yeshua? Snail, Teres Yeshua, and Teres Yeshua. Rish Rabbeini spoke with Teres Nez, Megala, the Nun Shari Bina. It's a Chalik Shul Kim Haim, it's fine. Then Lasse Lowe, Be'ez Hashem, Be'agilui of Ek Yashe Ek. Be'agilui, in his Gama. And now it's so locked in, it's so tied in, that it's Shomor, Chatzayna Mosa can't get hold of it. Yeah.